Cross.
Yeah.
On the front there. I worked in there with Jerry and Nigel.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's how in long the ago bedroom. Was that?
Oh, that's
85.
That's it. So on the Facebook page, there was somebody who actually said, when we posted that image, they said, oh, I remember walking past there.
Yeah.
And you said, was it you that said I was a lady in the window?
No.
Oh, who
no,
was
I
that?
Might not have been I wasn't the receptionist. I worked, and they had me in the upstairs bedroom. All the
you
all
may
the
want
men
to
I
rephrase
worked.
That.
In the bedroom. Upstairs bedroom, I had. Didn't we? Him and Nigel.
Maybe be forgiven for getting the wrong idea.
I was in your 30s then, and so were you.
And over the... So how many years did you say? 19 years you've been here?
19. I'm in my 20th year.
So go on. Do you remember your first day?
There's been a few...
Your first day here, do you remember that?
Yeah, being taken up stairs and sitting in this room with these guys, and I was putting the names and addresses of all the printers in the country on a database. That's what you did, because Optimus was just starting, wasn't
yeah,
it? And that's
it was,
what.
Yeah.
And I remember Natalie when she. So I met Ted through
Mama?
Chris, through,
yeah.
through Natalie's mum, because we played badminton and sang in a choir.
And Natalie
together.
Was a child then?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She's
how
age.
Old were you?
How old are you now? Richard's.
I'm 39 now.
Richard's 37 tomorrow.
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he was probably about.
We used to come in on
five.
A Saturday morning with Dad a lot. And that's.
He must
so
have been about
7
or 8.
Yeah,
again.
No,
yeah.
I don't know, he'd have been about 5.
Really?
Oh,
five.
Yeah,
no, probably about 7. Mm. I think. I don't know when we started playing badminton together when I joined the choir. Mm.
And in the time that you've been here, because I'm just thinking of some ideas to write on our blog, in your time here, some memorable memories,
Ted's,
really.
Ted's death.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't know, really. No, I probably couldn't think of anything in particular that
so
was...
funny memories.
Mm.
What about the dragon race up Gosford Park? Were you at that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That was particularly... No, I'm not being much help, am I?
No, not really.
No. Well, one I can remember that I tell a lot is when we were working in this bedroom upstairs... And I came back from lunch and I said, I can smell burning.
Right.
And Jerry said, oh, that's all right. He said, it's just the mains cable coming into the house. Because we had all these computers working.
Yeah.
The mains cable, the bitumen was melting and that was what the burning was.
Wow.
So I do remember that one.
So was that then when your dad decided we better build purpose-built offices?
it had an effect on that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because he had quite a few houses.
Well, yeah,
up,
we bought
slowly.
Up the house because there was houses there and then we had tenants in there. I mean, that was another interesting
thing. I mean, I remember when I came, I remember the tenants. The house was the car park.
Yeah.
Was
my nanny.
That was a house there and I remember
she
that. She
lived
right
in that here
yeah,
as well.
That's 18 years ago, I remember that, the house there. There was a detached house with a pear tree. I remember that. And every in the summer, or well, autumn, all these pears would drop down.
Oh, wow.
I think it's more the major things in life, like you and I coming in and Julia died.
Oh,
and
was,
and we're just suddenly
horrendous.
Thrown into, you know, how do we do? How do we cope with it?
Yes.
We did. And it's more those, which is awful. They're not nice things, I suppose.
No, but it's such a people's
yeah.
organisation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I can remember the...
But I mean, if you were asked the same, what would you say?
Well, it is really things
it's,
like that.
It's,
yes.
the, it's those things that stick in your mind. But
well,
obviously, it's a friendly environment, and you know, it is a big family. So that's you are part of that. So that's a memory, yeah. Which is why people stay.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that's one thing I have noticed here, is people have been here, I mean, such a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the furniture.
Yeah. That's more what it is, you know, that's why you stay, I suppose. It's part of the community. And also, I suppose, being small enough that you're doing lots of different things has always been good for
me. Yeah.
Rather than
you're not just a cog, are you?
You've got to do lots of different things, you know.
So have you been in the same job in the 19 years, or have you done lots of different things?
It's just changed,
right?
You know, I came in as Ted's PA.
Right.
Are you recording this?
I am recording it.
I came in as his PA and to do personnel records because they didn't have any. That's what I came for, and they'd started Optochrome Group, and it was to do stuff with that. And I met Ted at a concert again, and he said, and I was, my job was going at the Mortgage Corporation, and he said, oh, I might have a job for you, come and see me. So I came in to see him, but it was sort of, you know, it's yours, that was it. So I was back in again.
So in the days when you didn't have to go through recruitment agencies and things like that.
Well, we rarely did.
Yeah.
So that was me back in again, and then it's just evolved and changed. So then I was PA to any of the directors, but then with emails and computers, it all changes. You don't do that role anymore, do
you? So what you do, so on your last day, what's your job? What are you doing?
Offer letters to someone that Natalie's
HR,
just employed.
Yeah, just employed someone. Yeah,
yeah, right. She's just employed someone. Not straightforward.
Pay slips,
giving out the payroll to everybody, saying goodbye. What else am I doing? Someone wants me to order some diffusers for the light bulbs. someone's giving me a timesheet to put on, which I gave to Denise. It's just...
I'm wondering how Opticron's going to function without you.
It's just multitasking, whatever. A friend of mine said, when she was still working, the job is you're a facilitator.
Right.
Not
that's
an administrator, you're a facilitator.
That's a good job description.
So what anybody wants, you
do. Yeah.
No, right. That's the job. You're
so what are you going to do in retirement then? Because I know you're keen at bowling.
Yeah, I've got bowls all next week, or a lot right. next week, a lot of admin to do.
Yeah.
I've had a new kitchen fitted, so they say you shouldn't decorate, but I'm have to do some decorating. And I've probably got a job to go to on Tuesday.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow. So you're going to keep busy then?
Yeah. That's working for my partner, runs a dog training academy. So
okay.
I'm going to go and do some admin there.
Right, cool. So what are you opening now?
I don't know. I'm looking. I wanted to have a look. I haven't even seen it in.
So this is your present.
This is my present. Oh, that's maybe
a Bose Wave Radio 3.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Bluetooth music adapter.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow. You sort of touch it and do it.
Wow.
Mega.
I think I'd leave that there. And
I think I'm going to be spending the... I've got all this new equipment that's gone into my kitchen that I've got to work out how to use. And I know I've got to work out how to use this as well.
Well, I know for a fact, because I've spoken to a lot of people recently here at Opticrome, I know for a fact you're going to be really missed.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I asked you the other day if you're on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you are, so I'm hoping that you'll keep in touch and
yeah.
and see what's going on here, because there's always something going on, isn't there?
Yeah. Had a look. I did the fun run. I was on that, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
On the Facebook.
Well,
that.
We'd love to see.
Oh,
we're
yes,
doing.
We're
doing the Santa fun run.
Oh, right. I'm
for the Woking Hospice,
yeah.
So
yeah,
you
I'll
could come
that,
and do that.
But I don't know if I'm doing donutting or anything.
Like Donutty. Excellent. Well.
Can you open your card?
Yeah. Sorry, that's what I should be doing. Is opening presents. I never do it right. Why it's like me at Christmas. Glasses on. No more Monty
Ballers.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. Very popular. What's that there? What? An Opticrome overtime claim.
Jason,
form.
Thank you, Eileen. My lost. Because I used to have to go and chase him for it. He was, what am I going to do when you're not here? No one to do my overtime slips for me. Oh, that's lovely. I'll
excellent.
Read them when I've got my glasses on.
Well, there's no room on there for any more, really.
No, I think that's it.
From Jason.
Yeah. There's no more room on that card to write any other messages.
My last.
Well, thank you. My last.
Yeah.
Overtime slip. You will see.
Oh yeah, my last overtime slip. You will see. That's it. I was trying to work it out when it said.
Excellent.
That's very sweet of